There is a Sherlock Holmes story called The Copper Beeches that includes a scene in which Holmes and Watson are travelling through the countryside in a train. Watson remarks how peaceful it all looks and how innocent must be the lives of people in those picturesque isolated cottages. Holmes contradicts him at once. "It is my belief, Watson," he says, "founded upon my experience, that the lowest and vilest alleys in the city of London do not present a more dreadful record of sin than does the smiling and beautiful countryside. Look at these lonely houses, each in its own fields. Think of the deeds of hellish cruelty, the hidden wickedness, which may go on year in, year out in such places, and no one the wiser." I'm sure Holmes was right about this, as he was about most things. I often think the same way, driving or riding the train through the suburbs of Long Island. Who knows what goes on in all these separate houses, little boxes close together, but as isolated as any rural cottage where we live our private lives. The word private is the key here. In privacy, anything can happen, and people are always amazed when some vile crime is discovered in a quiet suburban street. Interviewed on television, neighbours express shocked disbelief. "This is such a nice neighbourhood. He was such a nice man, always kept his lawn trimmed. You would never imagine he had all those bodies in the basement." Sherlock Holmes obviously would have imagined it. He wasn't deceived by tidy exteriors or well-kept gardens. I work mostly at home, and the view from my upper window is entirely suburban. There's no rolling countryside, no mountains, no ocean, and no soaring city buildings, but only a small slice of suburban real estate, two backyards and the corner of a third. Naturally, I take an interest in what happens out there, because I have nothing else to look at. Almost nothing happens out there, unless you count squirrels and the occasional deer. This is disappointing, I must confess, but reassuring too. If our neighbours are monsters of depravity, they keep it well hidden. I've lived in villages where you may know a great deal about your neighbours, and they about you. In the suburbs, we know almost nothing about the folks next door because they are invisible. We all drive everywhere, and there's no street life. We are surrounded by people, but we might as well be living in the wilderness. This gives almost unlimited scope for the imagination. What's going on over there? The secret of other people's lives is tantalizing. You can see how conspiracy theories grow. Even if your own life is entirely innocent and boring, you never know what those people over there might be up to. As I look out of my window, trying to imagine other people's lives, I can't help worrying a little what they imagine when they look back in my direction. This is David Boucher.